This is the SLA Workshop Podcast, episode number 9. In this episode, I have a great surprise for you. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to love it. So let me tell you what it is, and let's get started.
Welcome to the SLA Workshop Podcast with Joel Sarate, the podcast that will expand your knowledge on how we learn languages and help you become a better language learner and better language teacher. And now your host, Joel Sarate.
Hei kaikki, mitä kuuluu? Hyvää huomenta, hyvää iltapäivä, hyvää ilta. Kuuntelet SLA Workshop podcastia. Tervetuloa kaikki. Tervetuloa SLA Workshop podcastin pariin. Tämä on podcast kielten oppimisesta. Puhutaan siitä, miten opimme vieraita kieliä. Olen Joel Sarate. Minun nimeni on Joel Sarate. Näkemiin, nähdään muahemmin. Kiitos. Paljon kiitoksia. No niin, aloitetaan. And welcome to the Second Language Acquisition Workshop Podcast. I am your host, Joel Sarate, and this time I welcome you in Finnish. I had a lot of fun learning Finnish. I like the way the language sounds. It sounds a little bit like the Elvish language from The Lord of the Rings. And also the native speaker who taught me Finnish told me that J.R.R. Tolkien was fascinated with the Finnish language and in part inspired the Elvish language he created. I like the vibration of some of the sounds like or oh or ter. So just listen to the native speaker who taught me how to pronounce the phrases. And basically what I am saying in the intro is just, how are you? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Second Language Acquisition Workshop Podcast, or actually welcome to the SLA Workshop Podcast. And thank you, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I say in the intro, just very basic phrases. So if you listen to these sentences, just appreciate the sounds of It's very interesting. So here it goes.
Mitä kuuluu? Hyvää iltapäivää. Tervetuloa SLA Workshop podcastin pariin. Mitä kuuluu? Hyvää iltapäivää. Tervetuloa SLA Workshop podcastin pariin.
Wow, I just love listening to different languages, and I hope that you also are enjoying listening to other languages and how other languages sound like. I'm really passionate about learning languages, and at least the least I can do is just say something in different languages, since this is a podcast where we talk about how we learn languages. All right, so as I said before in the intro, I have a great surprise for you. I think you're going to love it, and I think you're going to really, really enjoy it, really like it, and I am very excited about it, and I get to finally tell you what it is, what this surprise is. So let me start like this. If you listen to the podcast and you speak English as a second language, you may or may not know that in English we have an expression that goes like this. Talk the talk and walk the walk. And what that means is to put what you preach into practice. It means to put your theory into practice. So in this podcast, the SLA Workshop Podcast, I talk the talk. I am talking the talk. In this podcast, I am sharing with you the theory, the research, the studies, the literature, the information from the field of second language acquisition. And it is very interesting and fascinating, right? But how do we put it into practice? How are we walking the walk? Well, today, let me tell you that I have now a brand new podcast called Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages Podcast. In this podcast, We are going to walk the walk. That is the podcast where I am going to put the theory into practice. In this podcast, I am going to have conversations in Spanish, English, French, Italian, and Portuguese, not only to help you learn those languages, but also to show you how I put into practice what I know about second language acquisition. You can see the kinds of strategies, the kinds of techniques, the kinds of interventions, approaches that I use when I am trying to learn a language and when I am also teaching a language. So this podcast is going to have all of that theory into practice, and it's going to be very exciting to see how I use techniques and to show you by actually speaking other languages. So in this episode, I am going to share with you the very first episode, the welcome episode of the Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages podcast, so that you can get an idea of what the podcast is all about. Also, I want to tell you that I have redesigned and reorganized the website for this podcast, the Second Language Acquisition Workshop podcast. Now, you can also listen to the episodes right from my website. And I have now a page for resources to help you expand your knowledge and how we learn languages and how to teach languages. On that page, you can find book titles, articles, videos, and other podcasts that can also help you to improve your knowledge from the field of second language acquisition. So check it out. The website is newly redesigned, and I think it is a really nice website to just help you have all the podcasts available and also to have other resources. And who knows, I might have something else in the future. All right, so here it is, the first episode of the Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages podcast.
Welcome to the Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages podcast with Joel Zárate. This is the podcast where you can listen to interviews with native speakers so that you can hear language in context and learn Spanish and other languages in context. And now your host, Joel Zárate.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages podcast. Welcome to the very first session of the podcast. I am Joel Zárate. I am your host, and I am very excited and I am thrilled and I can't wait to begin this journey to help you learn Spanish, English, and together learn other languages. In this first session, I am going to give you some perspective on what I hope to accomplish in this podcast, with this podcast, and also give you an overview, an idea of the goals of this podcast, and also where the idea to create the podcast came from. So, in a nutshell, this is a podcast where I will mainly have conversations in Spanish with other native speakers of Spanish, so that you can listen and learn Spanish in context. If you're learning Spanish, this is an opportunity to listen to Spanish conversations on everyday topics. And if you are a language teacher, you can see the kinds of strategies, interventions, and techniques that I use to help students receive comprehensible input. I will also have conversations in English, French, Italian, and Portuguese with native speakers of those languages so that you can learn those languages in context, in conversation, in communication. And you can also see the kinds of strategies, interventions, and techniques that I use when I am myself learning another language and having a good time doing that. I can speak French, Italian, and Portuguese well enough to communicate in many topics, and you can see how I guide my own learning experience and how I learn languages in context and by communicating, and how I interpret express and negotiate meaning, which is the essence of communicative language teaching, and which simply means the way you navigate learning a language in communication. So with this podcast, you will not only have an opportunity to listen to our conversations and learn language and culture with our conversations as a language student, as a language learner, but you can also see the kinds of strategies that I use when I take a private lesson, so that when you decide to learn a language by maybe taking a one-on-one lesson with a native speaker, well, you can utilize my strategies to help you be a more effective and efficient language learner. And also, you can have a good time learning a language. You can see how I have a really good time talking to native speakers and how much I enjoy having this experience. Mainly, you can experience how much you can learn by listening to native speakers and by understanding what is being talked about from the comprehensible input we get from native speakers. In fact, one of the most essential parts to be able to speak a language the way you speak your first language is to get a lot of input that you can understand. We know from the research, from the studies in the field of second language acquisition, that the most essential part to build your implicit linguistic system, your subconscious knowledge of the language, your intuitive command of the language you are learning, is by getting input that you can continuously and consistently understand. And that is actually a term that is widely known in the field of second language acquisition to refer to this kind of input. I mentioned it earlier, and it is comprehensible input, which was proposed by Professor Stephen Krashen in the late 70s, or actually in the 70s, at the University of Southern California. And in essence, comprehensible input means input that you can understand, where you can understand the message and that you can understand in conversations, and that gives you enough information that you can decode the message being transmitted to you. That is comprehensible input in very simple terms. So one of my goals on these conversation sessions is to give you a lot of comprehensible input. Over the years, I have taught Spanish and English to many students, and the main challenge for most students is to find radio shows, TV shows, podcasts, or other kinds of input or listening materials that they can listen to and at the same time be able to understand most of what is being talked about. Usually, students have told me that they get frustrated because they cannot understand what is being talked about. They can't follow the conversations and they simply give up. So that is one of the reasons why I have created this podcast. I want to create conversations that you can understand. My job will be to make input as easy to follow and understand as possible, and also to provide support to you as much as I can so that I can help you understand and learn as much as possible. For every conversation session, there will be a sessions webpage where I'll have supporting materials and activities that can enhance your learning experience for every conversation session. So just check out the session notes on the show notes, and I'll have the links there to the sessions webpage on my main website. My suggestion for you will be to listen to each conversation session at least twice, because the first time you listen to it, you will naturally and intuitively focus your attention on the message. And that is actually what you want to do. You want to focus your attention on the message, on what is being communicated to you. That is very important for you to be able to build your subconscious knowledge of the second language that you are learning. Then, you can also take a look at the session supporting materials to help you pick up vocabulary or expressions you might have missed the first time from listening to the conversation session. There will also be a vocabulary webpage and vocabulary video on my website, and I suggest for you to visit that page to take a look at the vocabulary before you listen to the conversation session so that you can understand the conversation much more. I will leave the links to the vocabulary webpage that corresponds to the conversation session on the show notes. Okay, so a second goal of the podcast is to help you learn a lot of vocabulary. Vocabulary is also another foundation to help you be able to speak another language. Vocabulary is definitely central to language learning. For example, I can expand your knowledge of the language. I'm able to expand your knowledge of the language by simply using vocabulary. For example, if I were to teach you vocabulary, and if I were to teach you, for example, the word apple, then with just that one word, I can expand your knowledge in the second language by referring to things that you already know about an apple. For example, an apple can be sweet, can be juicy, can be tart, or can be sour. There are red apples, green apples, yellow apples. You can make an apple pie. You can make apple juice. You can eat apples in the morning. You can eat apples as a dessert. So with one vocabulary word, I kept expanding your vocabulary by using what you already know about that word. If you know vocabulary, even if you don't know how to use grammar correctly, you will be able to communicate and express your message. For instance, Professor Joe Barcroft at Washington University in St. Louis explains it very nicely in his article, Second Language Vocabulary Acquisition, A Lexical Input Processing Approach. In his article, he gives an example where he compares hearing two very short phrases. The first is, it snow. Just like that, it snow, without the S at the end. And the second phrase is, it nerves. And I'll quote what he says about this in his article. So he says, the grammar error in the first sentence, missing third person S, does not impede transmission of the intended meaning to the extent that the vocabulary error in the second sentence, nev for snow, does. In fact, the vocabulary error in the second sentence renders the sentence basically incomprehensible. So, suppose you hear it snow. If you hear that, and if you speak English, you can understand that even though grammatically it is not correct. Depending on the context, the learner might have meant it snows or it is snowing. So, for the present tense, the learner is supposed to add the suffix s or s at the end of the verb, right? And for the present continuous or present progressive, the learner is supposed to use the auxiliary form of the verb to be and the ing ending, or also referred to as the present participle. Nonetheless, if a learner says it nerves or it is nerving, which is grammatically correct for both the simple present or present continuous. As someone who speaks English and does not speak Italian or Spanish, this phrase will be incomprehensible. Someone who speaks English but does not speak Italian or Spanish will not understand that phrase. Now, if you are this learner and you don't know how to use circumlocution, or if you don't know how to use other strategies to help you negotiate meaning, to help you navigate this problem, then you are stuck. You cannot express yourself. But if you know the vocabulary words you need, even if you cannot use them grammatically correct, you will be able to accomplish much more. Because if you say it's no to a native speaker, the native speaker might say to you, oh yeah, it is snowing outside. Usually, out of politeness, most native speakers will not correct you directly, but some will correct you indirectly. Now, if you are a strategic learner and you noticed that the feedback can help you polish what you just said, then this feedback is almost like a mini grammar lesson in context, and it is an opportunity for you to learn and improve your grammar. For instance, let's pretend you are learning English and you say it snow. Then the native speaker says, oh yeah, it is snowing outside, a lot actually. Then you take that phrase and you say, yes, it is snowing outside, it is snowing a lot. So in this very quick interaction, a few things happened. You received comprehensible input. You received a mini grammar lesson. You received corrective feedback. You expanded your vocabulary. You produced comprehensible output. You gave yourself comprehensible input. And you told the native speaker indirectly that you noticed the feedback and you took it. If I were that native speaker, I would feel good that I was able to help you, and I would feel encouraged to help you again. So knowing vocabulary is very important, and I want to give you opportunities to learn vocabulary and hear the vocabulary in context. Vocabulary frequency is very important to help you build your vocabulary knowledge and your intuitive command of vocabulary. And in the conversation sessions, I am giving you an opportunity to listen to the topics again and again so that you can encounter vocabulary and phrases many times so that you can internalize them. Experts usually say that it takes about 15 in meaningful encounters with vocabulary and phrases in context to be able to internalize them. This does not mean studying the vocabulary 15 times at different times with flashcards or with vocabulary lists. It means encountering the vocabulary in meaningful context or messages where you are focusing primarily on what is being communicated and where you're able to understand the message. So you need opportunities to listen to the vocabulary in different contexts and in different conversations and with different styles and tones, or just being able to listen to maybe the same conversation twice. So in this podcast, you can listen to the same conversation session twice at different times. And you can also hear the same topic with different guests from different countries. For example, I'll talk about food with someone from Argentina, or someone from Spain, or someone from Mexico, or someone from Colombia. So it will be the same topic, but with different guests and also with different strategies. So I'll try to add variety to the conversation so that it also has something new for you to listen to. You need all of these opportunities to listen to the vocabulary in different contexts, with different people, different accents, and different opinions as well. So that's what I am going to try to do also in the podcast, give you that opportunity of listening to vocabulary in different contexts. So, as I mentioned earlier, for some conversation sessions, there will also be a vocabulary video that can help you prepare for the conversation, and with that, make it easier for you to understand the vocabulary. Whenever there is a vocabulary video or activities to help you practice, I will leave the link to that video and also the activities for that vocabulary with the session show notes. So always take a look at the show notes. Double check the show notes because I will have links to other pages and also other activities that can help you expand what you learn and what you hear in every session. Now, if you're wondering, are you going to teach us grammar during these conversation sessions? What I am doing as well is teaching you grammar in context through meaning and communication. So I could talk for hours about what we know from the research, from the studies and the literature in the field of second language acquisition about how we develop the subconscious command of the language you are learning and how we internalize grammar properties and how we connect grammar properties with meaning and how we develop a mental representation of grammar that enables us to use language intuitively. But in a very simplistic explanation, learning grammar in context and connecting form with meaning, in other words, connecting grammar properties or grammar rules with meaning while focusing primarily on meaning, on the message, is what seems to be more effective. Learning grammar to communicate, learning grammar for meaning, using grammar to provide meaning in communication. That's what seems to be the most effective way to internalize grammar. So I am going to embed grammar properties in the conversation session so that you can learn them in context. And I'll give you more support on the session's webpage so that you can go and review the grammar rules. I won't promise that I will do that for every single session because it is time-consuming, but I'll do my best to do it in as many sessions as I can. Now, there will be three levels, three types of conversation sessions. One will be tailored for beginners, one will be tailored for intermediate, and one for advanced learners. I will indicate in the conversation session whether it is more appropriate for beginners, intermediate, or advanced students. But of course, you are welcome to listen to every session if you like. My goal is to publish 1 to 3 conversation sessions every Friday. Hopefully, I can publish 3 sessions, but I will publish at least 1 unless life happens and I cannot do it, but I am going to plan ahead to at least have 1 conversation session every Friday. I am also planning on creating 2 versions, mainly for the beginner and intermediate sessions. One version is this podcast where you can listen to our conversations while you are exercising or riding your bike, driving, cooking, doing the dishes, cleaning your apartment, or doing anything that does not require your attention and that you can simply listen to us in the background. That is a perfect opportunity to just simply listen to the language while you're doing something else. My job is going to be to make it as easy as possible to understand the conversations. The second version will be a video version that you can find on my YouTube channel and also on my website for the podcast. It is what I call an illustrated conversation video. It will be the same conversation, but because it is a video, there will also be text and visuals like pictures and videos to help you understand better what we are talking about. With time and once I have more resources, I will be perfecting the videos and the format to make this podcast a great learning platform and a really good experience to help you learn Spanish, English, and the other languages that will also be part of the podcast. I cannot promise that I will create a video for every single beginner or intermediate conversation because it takes a lot of time to create a video, but again, I will do my best. I will try my best. The podcast is also an opportunity for me to put into practice what I know about how we learn languages based on the research in the field of second language acquisition. So pay attention, notice the kinds of strategies that I am using to learn Italian, French, and Portuguese in context, and how I interact with native speakers. Notice how I also play games with them and how I ask questions when I don't understand a word or how I use circumlocution to figure out what I didn't understand. Notice how I recycle vocabulary, how I expand my vocabulary. Notice how I am having fun speaking and interacting with native speakers. Notice all of these strategies so that you can use these strategies in your own language learning experience. If you notice these things, you will also become a more strategic learner, and that will help you to learn another language more efficiently, and it will be a much more enjoyable experience for you. If you don't know me, I also have another podcast called the Second Language Acquisition Workshop Podcast. On that podcast, I talk about how we learn languages based on the research in the field of second language acquisition, the field of SLA. On every episode, I cover an interesting topic in the field of second language acquisition about how we learn languages. I interview language learners and language teachers, and I also interview experts in the field of second language acquisition who conduct research at different universities. If you are curious to know what we know about how we learn languages, check it out. Check out the podcast. It is very interesting. I think you'll find my podcast interesting and useful to help you learn more about how we learn languages. Lastly, most of the native speakers that I will have conversations with on the podcast offer private lessons on Skype using one of those platforms available out there that enables them to offer online one-on-one lessons. So some of them are language teachers and have some background in language teaching and learning. And some of them are simply native speakers that offer conversation lessons mainly. Once I invite a native speaker to participate in the podcast and we have a conversation session, I'll create a profile page for him or her on my website so that you can have a way to reach that native speaker in case you are interested in taking private lessons with any of them. I'll also have monologues from time to time where you can hear me or my contributors talk about different things from everyday life to give you an opportunity to just listen to native speakers give you comprehensible input. In the future, I am also planning on interviewing other people like doctors, lawyers, dentists, nutritionists, teachers, and other professionals or people with a vocational training who can share with us their routine and the details of their occupations. This is a very, very ambitious podcast, and I hope that we can accomplish many things with time. So just stay tuned and see what's new. I am going to publish a new episode every Friday, so just come back, check it out, and see what I am creating for you to learn Spanish, English, and other languages. All right, before I wrap it up for this first session, I would love to encourage you to leave me a 5-star review on iTunes and also write a review so that the podcast can grow and reach more people out there who also love learning Spanish and other languages. If you would like to send me a comment or suggestions or ideas for this podcast, I am going to leave the email on the show notes, so just check the notes and you'll find the email address where you can send me an email. All right, so thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It is very exciting to begin this new journey, and I hope that you can come and join us on the next session of the Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages podcast. Thank you so much for your time, and for now, I'll just say hasta pronto. Adios.
Thank you for listening to the Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages podcast with Joel Zárate. We hope you enjoyed this session, and we'll see you on our next session. And for now, we'll just say hasta pronto. Adios.
All right, that was exciting. That was the big surprise I had for you. I have been thinking about the concept for this podcast for a while, and now it is finally here. It is a reality. So I hope to see you there, and that is the podcast where we can put the theory into practice, and I hope that you enjoy it and that it can help you become a better language learner and a better language teacher. So just go to the show notes, and I am going to leave the link to the podcast webpage, which is also on my main website, and you can check out the podcast there, and eventually you can look for it on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. So for now, you can go to my website, take a look at it, and later on, when you have a chance, look for it on iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher. If you like the podcast, please don't forget to leave me a 5-star review on iTunes to help me grow and reach more people out there. If you have 2 minutes, please leave me a comment as well to give new listeners an idea of what this podcast is about and what they can learn and expect from it. The reviews really help me to grow in this platform, so I would really appreciate if you can do that for me. Just give me a review, and that will really, really help me. All right. Also, remember that if you have suggestions, questions, or ideas for me to cover on a future episode of this podcast, or if you just want to say hi or reach out to me, you can email me at the SLA Workshop Podcast, one word or lowercase, at yahoo.com. It is simply the name of the podcast at yahoo.com. One word, all lowercase. I might read your email on the next episode to share your comment with our community. I'll also have the email on the show notes if you would like to just go to the show notes, and you can also see the email there. All right, this is all. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you on the next episode of the SLA Workshop Podcast. So for now, I'll just say hasta pronto. Adios.
Thanks for listening to the SLA Workshop Podcast with Joel Zárate. We hope you enjoy this episode, and we'll see you again on our next episode. And for now, we'll just say hasta pronto. Adios.